Quran talks about seven heavens.
I'm a sinner that developed this thing.
The Muslim heaven is often referred to as two heavens, and it's a two. Oh, that's interesting. That's, the reason it's called Center, I suppose, because they the men and women are referred to, and, that they live a happy life, and so on, so that sounds, sinuous. If you look in the Bible book of Isaiah, it talks very much about what things would be like after the resurrection. And it talks about a young boy being able to, walk up to, a cobra. Deadly snake, you can put his hand over the snake's eyes and snake won't bite him. And it talks about him being able to approach a lion and touching the lion won't fight with him or anything. Saying, in fact, the whole system of things is going to be changed in a different sort of a world that we live in. It talks about a man being able to sit down in the shade of his own tree and be very comfortable. So it's the same with what the Quran says. And not really anymore. It also talks about men and women and children in the Bible. Being paradise. So why isn't that sensuous? What the Quran has to say, which is nothing more than that. Why is the one sensuous and the other is never even mentioned? We'll talk about the same thing.